Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf tzaddik, the final daf in Mesechtes Gittin. We're holding at the top. Morning, Brother Shai.
Morning.
We're just talking about you. We are holding at the very, very top of the Amid, at the Mishnah. The Mishnah now discusses what are the grounds for giving a divorce to one's wife. And we'll see in the Mishnah that it's a three-way machloikis. Bishamai, Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Akiva. The Loshon HaPosik, if you have the Torah or HaSholem, is an Aleph. Ki yikach ish isha uva'ala, a husband marries a wife, v'oya im loisim tzachayim be'enav, and he's not happy with her. Ki matzva ervas dovar, he found a dovar shebe'erva. Because of la sefer krisis v'nosa b'yodah v'shilchami be'esai. So you have this double Loshon. Number one, he's not happy. And then it says, Kimotzava Ervas Dover. He found the Dover Sheba Erva. So let's see what the Mishnah says. Beishami Omrin. Loyigarish Odom es Ishtoi El Imkein Motzaba Dvar Erva. It's gotta be that he saw a Dvar Erva. What means he saw Dvar Erva? Either that she in fact was Mizana with someone, and so therefore he can no longer live with her if she did it Beratzayim. So he gives her a get and says, goodbye. Or Dvar Erva can also mean that he sees that unfortunately she's just doing too much pritzus. We've discussed pritzus already before. What exactly is the definition of pritzus? We're going to talk about that a little bit more again at the bottom of the Amud. If he feels that she's going beyond the Gidrei Tzinius expected of Benois Yisrael, then he can give her a get. Shenema, kimotze be'ervas dover. But those are the only terms according to Beis Shammai. You can't just go willy-nilly give a get to your wife. Once you marry a wife, that is a kesher shel kayama forever. If chas v'sholom she sins, either in an overt manner that she's mezana, or if it's not as overt, however she is a prutza, then that's already enough grounds for a husband to give a get to his wife. Or Beis Hillel, I mean, Beis Hillel said, no, it doesn't have to be so egregious. Afilu hikticha tavshiloi, even if she spoiled the food. How do you spoil the food? Rashi says at the top on the second line, hikticha means sarfa, she burned the food. How do you burn food? Oy al yedei or, you left it on the flame too long and the whole thing burned. Or, says Rashi, oy bemelach, or you burned it by putting in too much salt, so that you spoil the brew in the sense that you can't eat it. Just it's just too much salt there. You just can't put it in your mouth. It says Beis Hillel, that's also enough. Now notice Beis Hillel doesn't say either that you can just willy-nilly give a get. There's got to be grounds for giving the get. And here the grounds were, she's not a good cook. Everything she cooks is burned. I can't live with such a woman. So Beis Hillel Amar Mafilik Ticha Tavshiloi Shenemar, Ki motzbo ervas dover. The widow we see in the words ervas dover, we'll see Mitchum in the Gemara shortly, and Rashi already says it now, that Beis Hillel says that if the Pasuk was only talking about erva, it could have said ki motzbo erva. The fact that it says ervas dover says Beis Hillel that means oi erva, oi shar dover. One of the two. If you look at the Rashi in the third line, Ervas dover the Beis Hillel, mashmalahu oy erva, oy shar dover, or shar dvar sirchoin, anything else that smells. In other words, that causes tremendous displeasure in the marriage. So either erva or dover. That's Beis Hillel. But now we have Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva goes much, much further. Rabbi Akiva oymer, afilu motza acheres nahimena. He doesn't have to have solid grounds why he's not happy with his wife. Even if the reason why he's divorcing is because he found a prettier lady. He feels that his wife is not sufficiently attractive, and that there's another woman that he met who's even more attractive than his wife, and therefore that's why he wants to go and marry. That's also acceptable ground. Shenemar in the Pasuk, V'hoyeh im lo simtzachein b'yainav. Simtzachein has nothing to do with burning the children. Has nothing to do with his wife, Chas v'Sholom, being Mizana. Just, like Motzachein. He's no longer, until recently when they got married, Yeah, she had a certain charm, a certain attraction to him. Now he's no longer attracted to her, or she's no longer attractive to him. And therefore he decided that's the end. That's also acceptable according to Rabbi Akiva. And now the Gemara is going to explain each one of the three Mandi Amrim and each one of the Makoirois that we spoke about. Is Oktimar, Tanya. Amru Beisil Beishamai. Vahalei Kvar Nemar Dovar. Beisil Beishamai, by the fact that the Pasuk doesn't just simply say Ki Motze Bo Erva, but it says Motze Bo Dvar Ervas Dovar, that tells you that it's erva or something else. That additional dover says it doesn't have to be a dover shem erva, but even hikdicha tafshiloi is enough. Omer lehem beishamai, balekvar nema ervas, abo zeshtetach ervas. Doesn't that suggest that it has to be dafka dover shem erva, that he found out that she was mizana, or at least that she is a prutza? Omer lehem beisil, im nemar ervas, vle never dover. If it would only say erva, and it wouldn't say dover, I would agree with you, Beishamai. You have to find something egregious like a maisa's nus or a maisa pritzus. But I wouldn't say that she can go and just simply, he can just simply give a get willy-nilly. But that's why it says an extra word dover that says that there could be other grounds for giving a get. Not only grounds of erva, but also of Davar, like the Mishnah said, hikdicha tafshiloi, that she just messes up in the cooking, spoils all the food by oversalting it or overcooking it, and that's why I can't take it any longer. The ilu nemar davar, if it only say davar v'loi nemar ervas, what do I need the ervas? I can make a kal v'chomer. Madach, one can divorce a wife for constantly burning the food. I could certainly go and be megadisher if chas v'sholom she's being mezana. So I'll tell you why I have to say ervas, because yisi oimer, if it wouldn't say erva, it would just say dover, yisi oimer mishim dover tinoseli acher, mishim erva le tinoseli acher. I might think that if a person goes and gives a get to his wife, because she constantly burns the cholent, then she's allowed to marry somebody else. Why? Because there's some people that like burned cholent. And therefore, no problem. One husband is not happy with the food, and the other husband is very happy with the food. Then it says in the Pasuk that if he goes and gives her the cost of law, sefer krisis v'nosa miyotah, v'shilcha mibesoy, v'holcha v'hoysel yishacher, find another husband who's not so particular about food. Maybe he fasts all the time anyway, doesn't really care. That's how I would darshan. However, if it's because of erva, if this woman is being mezana, or she's chas v'shalom maprutza, then not only should the husband give her a get, she shouldn't be allowed to marry anybody. And I might think that the halacha of v'shulcha mibesei, v'holcha v'hoysel ish acher, doesn't apply. No ish acher should go marry her if she has chas v'shalom a reputation of being mezana, or being a grisa prutza. And that's why the Pasuk has to say ervas, that even chas v'shalom, if she was mezana at the time that she was living with her husband, however, she may halachically go and marry someone else. Whether somebody else should go and marry her, that's a different story. He probably is not thinking straight, or like the Gemara is going to say, the reason why he's called an acher is because the first husband was moitzi risho'a mitoch beisoy, and the second husband was not Moitzi Rishon Mitoch Beisoy. So we see that he's an Ish Acher. He has a mindset of his own, different than the original husband. But anyway, we'll see that a little bit later. But the point is, that's why I need both Erva and Dovar. If we just say Erva, I would think that you cannot go and give a divorce based on spoiling the food. And if it would say dover, I would say then that's the only type of situation where after you give a get, the wife can remarry. But if it's erva, I would think you can't remarry. Kamashvullah, that's where you have to have both erva and dover. Ubeishamai, hai dover, my abdile. Beisil has a good point. What do I need the word dover for? It would be enough to go and say, ki motze ba erva. He sees that she's chas v'sholem, dealing in ishus, aroyos, tzuris, what do you need the word dover for, according to Beis Shammai? Since he limits giving a get to a dover shebe'erva, everything more I'll tell you. Nemakan dover v'nemal halon dover. It's to go and tell you the famous drasha of dover, dover mi momoin. That what? Here it says, erva's dover. Legabi momoin, it says, alpishnai edem, oy alpishloisha edem, yokum dover. Malala mishnai edem, afkan mishnai edem. To just like when it comes to dover shebe momoin, you need a minimum of two edem, so too, when you're dealing with issues relating to ishus, then you also have to have a minimum of two edim if you want to have a dover borur. If you want to chas v'sholem go and chulila v'chas go and kill a woman that was mizana, you can only execute her if you have al pishnei o yishloisha edim yokum dover. You can't just go and do it based on hearsay or based on rumors. Ubeisil miksiv erva bidover. Beisil says, Beis Shammai, I would agree with you that the purpose of the extra word dover is to teach you this gzeira shava of a dover, dover mi mamoin, that you have to have two edim. But that's if it would say in the pasuk erva bidover, which means kimatze ba erva. He, the husband, found out erva that unfortunately she was mizana. How did he find out? Bidover. Dover, dover mi mamoin, he found out there were two edim involved that saw and that knew. Then he can go and give a get. Beis Shammai miksev oy erva oy dover. Beis Shammai says it doesn't say oy erva oy dover. It says ervas dover, which comes to tell you, Beis Hillel, that it's not like you're learning that you have two separate grounds to go and give a get. One, because she was mezana, or number two, dover because she's makdicha tavshiloi. Ervas dover, it's brought together as one to tell you it's got to be a dover sheba erva, based on two edim dover dover mi mamoin. Ubeisil lahokiksiv ervas dover and not erva oy dover to mashmahachi umashmahachi, because as a result I now have the benefit of both drushes. If it would go and say ervas dover like you're suggesting, or erva bidover like Beis Shammai is suggesting, says Beisil, then you'd have a good point. Erva bidover, you'd have to, the dover comes to tell you, you have to prove it with two edim dover dover mimamin. However, since it goes and says kimatzibor ervas dover, it doesn't say erva bidover, it doesn't say erva oidover. This ervas dover comes to tell you both drushes. Drusha number one, that you have to have two edim dover, and since it says ervas dover and not erva oidover, erva bidover, I learn a second drusha to go and tell you that you have two grounds for divorce, either because of erva or because of dover hikdicha tafshilai. But Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Yisrael, you're focusing too much on that part of the pasuk ki matzeba ervas dover, and you're ignoring the first part of the pasuk. The first part of the pasuk says v'hoya imloy simtza chein bi'einav. If he's not happy with her, why is he not happy? Because, like it says in the Mishnah, Motza acheres noimena. He found another woman that he feels is even more attractive. Not that the first one did anything wrong. The first one is a wonderful wife. But he found a greater attraction to another woman. Therefore, says Rabbi Kiva, that's what the pasuk means, that you can go and remarry. So you don't need hikdicha tavshiloi, and you don't need the masiv znus. Frankly, more b'maika miflegi. L'choy Rabbi Kiva is a good point, but they, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, also have a good point, because the pasuk doesn't end off v'hoyim loy simtzachein bi'einav because of loch sefer krisis. It says v'hoyim loy simtzachein bi'einav ki matzah bo ervas davar. So what does Rabbi Kiva do with that? Ki matzah bo ervas davar. What do you need erva? What do you need davar? I have a im loy simtzachein bi'einav. That should be sufficient. Zokim one of the machlokes b'reish lokish. The Omer reish lokish. This is a very famous chazal. Ki mishamish v'dalad l'shaynis. When you see the word ki in the Torah, it could have four definitions. E could mean if. Dilma here means perhaps and lest. We'll see examples in a moment. Ela means but rather. And dha means because. So first let's understand what are these four l'shaynis. It's a very long Rashi over here. If you want, we can start it. The Rashi begins, just two lines above where we are. In other words, halfway down the Amud. Rashi says, "Ki mishamish ba'arba l'shoynos, b'mokim arba l'shoynos halalu nichtav ki b'toyra." The word ki in the Torah is used sometimes for four different explanations, four different reasons. It's b'mokim in, if, b'mokim pen. Pen, our Gemara uses the expression, not so much pen, but dilma. And what means pen or dilma? Means lest, as we'll see, Rashi will give examples in the moment. Also, b'mokim ela. Ela means rather. And b'mokim asher, that. Or really, like the Gemara says, daha, which means because. So Rashi first gives examples. B'mokim im, kimoi. Kimotzi b'kir b'cha b'yachad sh'rech asher Hashem l'kecha nois elach. Ish oy isha shiyas esara b'inei Hashem l'kecha lav b'risa v'yelech v'yavin l'him achir. Where is this pasuk yotzi b'kir b'cha? We leaned it this morning. That's part of the koyin part of the leaning in this morning's leaning of Parsha Shoftim. So that game motzi b'kir b'cha means if you happen to find Bekirbecha, Isha, Isha, Shias, Isara, V'yavar Lim Achayim, and you have Eidim, then unfortunately that person that's doing Avodah Zarah, he has to get Skila. So that's the if. Or, Ki Yikare Kan Sipor Lefanecha, the din of Shiluach HaKan. What's the din? Ki Yikare, if you happen to walk down the street, and you happen to come by a Kan Sipor, a bird's nest, then you have to make sure that Shalach to Shalach is Eim, that's a Banam Tikachlach. Or kisir chamor sanacha roivet tachas masoi. If you happen to see a chamor that is having trouble, then what you have to do is uzav tazav ima. You have to help out the owner. Or kisifka shor oyivcha oy chamor toya. Then hashav tishivan uloi. Then you have a din of hashav asaveda. So all of these kulo, all of these have the same explanation. Mashu lich shiara oin shiara kloime im yiakach vekach. If this is what the situation is, if, then that's what you gotta do. And so on and so forth. Many of the keys in the Torah should be understood as im. If this thing happens, that's the cause. And now what's the cause in effect? What do you have to do? So, if you find someone doing Avodah Zarah, then you have to go and take him to Beis Din and Chas V'Shalom execute him if it's true. Ki yikari kansi pula fanecha, if you find a bird's nest, then shalech to shalech asay. Ki sir a chamor, you see a chamor, that's roivis tachas masoi, you gotta help out. Ki sivka shor o yivcha o chamor o toya, did you find that the shor o chamor is lost? Then you have to go and return. Hashu tishuan, that's the if. What's the mokin ella? El lister dovra omulamala. It comes to go and be contrary to and to challenge or defeat what was said before. Loimer einoi kein. It's not like you thought. Ela kein. Kimoi. Sarah was being accused of that she was mitzachik when she heard the good news that she's going to have a child. Vayomer loi ki tzachot. So she said, loi tzachakti ki areya. She said, I didn't go and laugh. And then Avraham Avinu said, vayomer loi ki tzachot. You did laugh. So the key is not like you're saying that lo tzachakti, but ki but, or rather tzachot. Einikim kidvaraych. It's not like you said. Ela tzachot. V'chein, we just had this in Parshas Re'eh. We learned this on Shabbos. Al tikboitz es yodcha, but rather ki vaseyach tiftach loy. Don't go and make a firm, clenched fist and not hand any money over to the Oni ve'evyoin, but rather, ki v'seich tiftach lo, you should open your hand. So that's the rather. Elo, v'seich tiftach lo. U'kimoi loy, ki b'choiv nolin. That's talking about that Loit invited the Malachim to come into his house, and they said, no, loy, ki b'choiv nolin. Loy nosur, so that ki b'choiv is loy, not like you're saying that we should come in. We're going to go and sleep out here. So that, again, the key is, but rather than your suggestion, it'll be different. You have many such keys which are interpreted to mean ella, but rather. And then you have a mokim pen. Pen means lest. What does that mean? If a person, when he's getting closer to Eretz Yisrael, and he's starting to get cold feet. He said, "Kisoy muvav charam agoyim oyv." I have no way I'm going to be able to go and fight against the enemies in Eretz Yisrael. Says the pasuk, "Lo yisira mehem." No, you have nothing to be afraid of. Einat yochel afarish b'loshin im. Here is not a question of kisoy muvav char. If you were to go and be fearful, lo yisira mehem. Lo imar im toim muvav char. Lo yisira mehem. Ha im loy toimar. Tirahem. So it sounds like it's only if kisir mulavafa. If you say that, lo yisir mehem. What happens if you don't say that? Then tirah mehem. Then you should be afraid. Ein zenochen. Of course, that doesn't make sense. V'loy b'loshin ella. It doesn't mean rather kisir mulavafa. Rabin. Avanidishu b'loshin pen. Lest loimar shloy toimar kein. In other words, lest you should come and say that there are all of these goyim. I'm so afraid. I'm so nervous. Lo yisir mehem, says the Torah. If you have those feelings, you have nothing to worry about. Lo yisir mehem, Hashem is going to be with you. Nothing to worry about. Ubitmiya nidrash, and it's like saying with a question mark. If you were to have, lest you were to have this type of thought, v'tir mehem, and you're afraid. I'm telling you, nothing to be afraid of. Anyway, so on and so forth. So we've given examples of three of them. Those are the first three that the Gemara mentioned. The E, that's the if. The Dilma, or Rashi has the Girsa pen, which means lest you have these thoughts. Ella, rather. And the final one was Diha. And now we can scroll down to the first wide line of the Rashi, towards the end of the line, where Rashi says, V'oim mishamish b'loshin doha. Doha means, because. Tehainu asher oi mipnei. What does that mean? Kloima. Litin tam liyasha dovashal amal haymenu. To go and explain what's going on right before. K'moi. It says in the Pasuk that, sorry, Menu said, loy tzachakti ki oreya. Why did she say loy tzachakti? Ki. Because yoreya, she was afraid. Kimoy Asheyareya, that she was afraid. Kaloyma Mitnei Shireya, because if she was afraid. V'chein Madua Teyoshu Adecha, why are you sitting all by yourself? Kiyovi Elai Ho'om Mitnei Shebo Elai Ho'om, Sheom Bo Elai. So then, again, the ki, V'chein Madua Teyoshu Adecha, ki Yovi Elai Ho'om. Because the nation is getting together, why are you sitting all there by yourself? So that's the because effect. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so we have the four different Lashonos. How does that answer the Kasha? Remember, the Kasha was, what's the basis of the Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and Reb Akiva? Says the Gemara, Beis Shammai Savri. It says in the Pasuk, V'hoyim lo yisim tzuchein be'enav kimotzu be'erev astavar. The key of kimotzu be'erev astavar means toha. Toha motzu be'erev astavar. And therefore, Beis Shammai is a strict constructionist. And he says, when can a person give a get? Why was she not moitzachein be'enav? The Posse tells you, ki, because matzah be'erev astavar. That's the sole grounds to be able to say, loisim tzachein be'enav. But no other grounds. Now, the Gemara doesn't quote Beis Hillel, but Rashi says, and Beis Hillel holds the same thing, that the key is because. It's just that Beis Hillel disagrees with Beis Shammai in Ervas Dover, where Beis Shammai collects the two together and says Ervas Dover only because it's Varsha Erva. I wanted to say Dover to tell you the din of Dover mi mamai. While Beis Hillel says the reason why Le Moitze Le Sim Tzachem Be'enav is ki because he found either an Erva or a Dover. And the Dover would be even Hikticha Tafshilai, even just burning his tafshil. And that's Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What is Rebbe Akiva? The Rebbe Akiva Savar. Again, it says in the Pasuk, Yilayim Sim Tzachein Ve'enov. That would be one reason. And then ki means to say, or if you have another reason. What's the if you have another reason? Im Matzibah De'erva Stavar. So therefore, the Pasuk is really giving us two solid reasons. Reason number one is Yilayim Sim Tzachein Ve'enov. Like Rabbi Kiva holds, for any reason, he's no longer happy with his wife, he finds another woman who is more attractive, That would be one reason. Or inami, another reason that's given the Torah, ki, if he happens to find out the matzah with erva's davar, the chas v'shalom, she's doing a davar v'shiv shiv erva, like Beis Shammai, or erva or davar like Beis Hillel. Any one of those reasons are sufficient to go and allow him and authorize him to go and issue a get. So inami matzah be'erva's davar. So therefore, the whole machlek between Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Kiva all hangs on, or as Shelley would say, the key to understanding the machlokes is the word ki, which is brought here in the pasuk. Do you say ki is solely because, and therefore says Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, the only reason why loy moitzi chein the einav that warrants or authorizes you to give a get is ki because she did a davar shebe'erva or a davar hikdicha tafshiloi. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Kiva, this key is telling you if. And therefore it's giving you further grounds. Either like Simtzuchem be'enav, he's not happy with her for whatever reason, or because he found it in Erva, or because Hikticha Tafshiloi, any of those reasons according to Rabbi Kiva. Only the popular Rava, Loi Matzah Ba, Loi Erva, V'loi Dover Mahu. Rabbi Papa is asking Rava, until now we're only thinking about the reasons, the grounds for giving a divorce. What happens if someone gives a divorce and he doesn't have those grounds? Now, according to Rabbi Kiva, apparently any grounds. He wakes up one morning and he scratches his nose, he has a mosquito bite, and he says, I am not happy with what's going on. I have to get a new wife and a new life. Therefore, I'm going to Bezin. Do you have a good, solid reason? No, but this nose is bothering me because of the mosquito bite. I'm just in a bad mood. Goodbye, I'm ending this marriage, we're going to move on. According to Rabbi Kiva, that's fine. He can do anything. But according to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, where it's much more limited, and especially focusing on Beis Hillel, because Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, we typically paskin like Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel says it has to be because of hikdicha tafshiloi. You have to have some basis. You can't just go and willy-nilly give a get. So according to Beis Hillel, what happens if in fact he didn't give the get because of Hikticha Tafshiloi, but rather because of Rabbi Kiva? He found a woman that's prettier, more attractive. He says, I want her. I don't need my first wife. Sprintza, I always thought, was the most attractive woman in the world. I now found that she's not. That instead, Chani is much more attractive. So, says Rabbi Kiva, that's enough. Based on that, that's okay. But according to Beis Hillel, that's not okay. Beis Hillel says it's got to be solid grounds. It's got to be Hikticha Tafshiloi. And therefore, says Imura, asks Rav Papa to Rava, what would Beis Hillel hold? That Le Matzaba, Loi Erva, V'loi Dover, and yet he gave a get to his wife. Mahu. What would you say? Would you say that what he did was a prohibited action, and therefore he has to take her back? Or would you say, naughty, naughty, you shouldn't have done that, but once you gave the get is totally valid and effective. That's what the Papa asked. Omale, so Rava said, you do not have to go and take back this wife. Why not? It says in the Pasuk Chas V'Shalom, if a man is ma'anes, if he violates a nara psula, the Torah says you have to go and marry her. You cannot send her away ever. And the Gemara asks, why do you need to add the words kol yomav? Let it just simply say, leyucha l'shalcha. He's not allowed to go and give her a divorce. What's this kol yomav? Dash in the Gemara, kol yomav amud v'hachzer ko'i. That if a person was chas v'shalom ma'anes in narim psula, and then after that married her, and then after that gave her a divorce, it's not only that he was over the iser of leyucha l'shalcha, but now there's a chiyuv of kol yoma ba'amoid v'hachzer koi. Every day he has a new obligation to take her back. Awesome, hu digoli rachmana. There the Torah says kol yoma, he has to take her back if he married her because he did a maisa oynis. Aval hocha, but in this case of a regular husband and wife, although there was no erva and there was no davar, my ovad, if he gave her a get, he should not give her a get on that basis because he had no solid grounds. But if he did it anyway, My diavad avad, but diavad it's a kosher get. You don't have to redo it. Now, omalei Rabbi Shaul shel Rav, im liboy legarsha v'yoyshev is tachtov u'misham shosoy mahu. What happens if a husband has already decided in his mind that he's going to give a get to his wife? He just can't take it any longer. It's just too many times that she kept on burning the pizza or burning the chulent, and he just can't do it. This hitikha tafshiloi is just unbearable. But at the moment, he hasn't found another wife. So he figures he's going to hold out a little bit longer. So says Rav Mishar Shel Rava, in Liba Legarsha, he has already made up his mind he's going to give her a get. It's just a question of when. V'yoshev es tachtov, he doesn't say anything to her, but he lets her sit there, meaning to live there in his home, u'misham shasai, and he allows her to continue to go mishamishim, in other words, to do all the activities that a wife would normally do for a husband, whether it's cooking, whether it's cleaning, whether it's bringing in salary, whether it's living together. The point is, in his mind, in his heart, he has already decided to go and give her a get, but he's not disclosing that to his wife, and he's allowing her to continue as if everything is wonderful. Now, what's the story in such a case? Kariyalei, about this, there's a pasuk. Al tachrosh areach ra u'yoshev levetach itach. Now, the word al tachrosh over here, the Marsho explains tachrosh means to act like a cheirish. Cheirish means to act like a deaf mute, that you don't know what's going on. So in his heart and in his mind, he has already decided to go and give a get, but he is mute. He doesn't talk about it. He doesn't say anything to his wife about it. So don't do something like that. Al tachrish al reach ro. You're already thinking bad about your chaver, or in this case, about your wife. And the wife has no knowledge at all of your inclinations and your intentions. Al tachrish, you shouldn't do something like that. Tanya. Now the Braisa, Gemara brings a Braisa, where the Braisa is telling us the different types of people that we have in this world and the different motivations that people have in thinking about giving a get. So says the Braisa, Tanya, Hoyer Meir Oimer, Kishem Shahad Deyois Pemachel, Kach Deyois Penoshim. Just like you find, and the Gemara Rameir is going to give three examples of three different types of people. Just like three different people, when it comes to food, they have different approaches and attitudes. Similarly, when it comes to marrying, or in this case, divorcing a wife, you also have three different types of people. So, you have the Brice explains. What happens if you are drinking wine, or drinking for that matter, anything, and then you find that a zvuv, that a fly landed in the kais, and you say to yourself, "Uy, there's a fly in my kais." So what would you do under those circumstances? Bezorkoi ve'ene sheiseihu. What the person does is, he pours out the whole wine or whatever drink he had, and he doesn't drink it. Now, that wasn't necessary. He could have taken a spoon, or he could just simply, you know, pour off the fly and drink the rest. No, this person is very particular. He's a real mefunik, a delicate and fragile when it comes to his foods, very finicky. As Zvuv fell in, forget about it. He throws out the whole, whatever he was drinking, Benish Yisrael. Says the Gemara,
I think that'd be Adam Beninis would do that. Any person, not just a mefunik.
It could be that today things are different. We're talking the times of the Braisa. You didn't have the affluence that people have today, and so therefore if you had wine, wine was expensive, it was the normal drink, you didn't have Coca-Cola, you didn't have Polish spring water, so that was something presumably that people treated with respect. You're not going to just throw out food or drink for naught, and therefore this person is very, very concerned about the fly, and he pours it out. So this is the guy with the midah b'machel. Zui midas Papas ben Yehuda. This was the midah, unfortunately, of Papas ben Yehuda. He was so concerned about his wife talking to anyone. Just like I don't want my wine be touched in any way, shape, or form by a fly. I don't want my wife to be touched by anyone by speaking to anyone. So when he would leave home, he would go and lock the door b'fnei ishtoi, and he wouldn't allow her to even exit the home without his permission. Who was Pappas ben Yehuda? So if you look at the last two lines of the Rashi, Pappas ben Yehuda, Baala, the husband of Miriam Megadla Nashia. She was Miriam the hairdresser. Hoya. When he would leave his home, Lishuk, out to the marketplace, Noyel Delis Bavel, he would lock the door, that she should stay away from any man whatsoever. And remember, in those days, there were no telephones, or emails, or texts. So if you couldn't go out the door, you couldn't talk to anyone. Umida Sheina Genesi. This is a terrible mita. Why? Kach, as a result, Eva Nechneses Beinem, he goes and develops a certain degree of hatred and enmity between the two of them. Umizana Tachtav, and that Chas V'Shalom could lead to a Mises Nus. So he is being so protective of his rights to his wife. He doesn't want to talk. He doesn't want her to talk to anyone. Chas V'Shalom, that could lead to just the opposite. 180 degrees. She's so upset about him that she's going to say, Dafka, to defy him, or just to get out, she's unfortunately going to be Mizana. Now, Yesh Oimrim, that this Miriam Megadanasha is the famous or infamous Mary, the so-called mother of Yoshka, and that therefore it's Pappas ben Yehuda's actions that caused this terrible chain of events that Yoshka was born in Christianity and blah, 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 and all of the rest. Assuming that that, in fact, is the case, maybe then that's the reason why the Goyim believe in this Immaculate Conception, because since she was not able to leave the house, then how did she get impregnated? After all, she never met any men. She was constantly Noala Bifanel, Noyul Bifanel. So that would perhaps be the somewhat basis for why they think that she became pregnant without the benefit of a man, which of course is nonsense, but that's not for now. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so Gemara says that that's the first Mida, and Rashi says a Mida She'ena Hagenis. And now we have number two, which is the Mida of the Beinani, where four lines from the bottom of the Yamud, V'yesh lecha odom shizvuv noifel letoich koisoi, a fly fell into his kois, v'zor koi, see, he throws out the zvuv, v'shoiseo, but he drinks the rest. In other words, he takes a what you used to call a little lefala, a little spoon, spoons out the zvuv, maybe pours another little drop from the top, so none of the area of the top was touched by the zvuv, and he drinks the rest. Vizui midas kolot, and this is a normal person. Now, what's the mida legabe ishus legabe his wife? Shemedaberes im cheha ukroiveha umenicha. She wants to talk to her siblings, she wants to talk to her friends, to her close relatives. Yeah, sure, no. I don't want you to go and start talking to every stranger that you meet, that does nicht. But you want to speak to, you know, family members, close social friends. Yeah, that's sure, no problem. So that's the normal meter. And then there are others that are the other way around. Let's say the zvuv doesn't fall into his drink. It falls into his stew, into something that was cooked. And therefore there's certainly a great chance that that food got some of the zvuv into it. Is moitzitzoi, he sucks out the zvuv, in other words, to get it out of the tamchoi, v'oichloi, and then he continues eating the rest of the tamchoi, even though there may be some of the taste of the zvuv in the tamchoi. We're assuming that the zvuv, the amount of whatever it left in the tamchoi, was less than 1/60th, perhaps less than 1,000th. After all, just because there was a fly, what did the fly do? Flew in, died, and you extricated it, took out a little more cholent around and around wherever that fly was, and you're done. And then you can continue eating the rest. So this person, he's a little bit more makel, if you will, and moitzitzoi, he wants to get the benefit of whatever taste there was from this zvuv. So somehow he sucks it out from the tamchoi and spits it out, and he eats the rest of the tamchoi. That's the way I would think you would normally translate it, although I saw the English translation and of the art scroll, and he seems to learn that v'oichla, he eats the zvuv together with the tamchoi. I doubt, well, you know, the scholars of the art scroll are scholars, so I don't know that I can argue with them, but I think it's an easier pshat to say that Moitzitzai somehow he pulls out, sucks out the fly from the tamchoi, spits it out, v'oichla, and he eats the rest of the tamchoi. Zui midas odem ra. So this is not a good mita, because if you find that there is a zvuv in your tamchoi, then remove the whole thing, not try to suck it out and try to get the benefit of it, but, you know, the nearby region, go and remove all of that, so that you don't have any of the effect of the taste, even if it's mutterlach, even if it's less than 1/60th. Big deal. A normal person doesn't want to go and have the taste of a fly in his mouth. So, take that whole region, that whole part, and get rid of it. Person who doesn't get rid of it and says, I'm happy to go and taste some of the fly, and I'm not going to do this permanently, but I'll, you know, kind of do it on the fly. What's this? This is a midas odem ra. This is not a good midah. Now, what is this? What's the counterpart, the gabi ishus? Shiroyes ishtoi yoitza. He sees his wife going out in the street, varoisha perua, and she's not dressed in a tzniyastika fashion. For instance, she didn't cover her hair properly. V'tova b'shuk, and she sits out there in the marketplace, going and doing her spinning and sewing, and she sits in a non-tzniyastika manner. Maybe her dress is a little short and things of that nature. And ufruma mishnei tzedodeha. What means fru mishnei tzedodeha? Rashi says that she has slits in her blouse, for instance, so that one can see her elbows and even higher than the elbows. That again, Rashi says that unfortunately by us in France, says Rashi, we saw the Edomites unfortunately dressed in a non-tzniyastika fashion, shebsora nira mitzidein, that you were able to go and see some of their skin, some of their flesh, from the sides of the atzila yodayim, of the elbows. So we're not talking about the massive kritzis that we have, unfortunately, bizmanenu. The Gemara is saying, even if the wife is wearing short sleeves, and you can go and see her elbows, you can see some of the basar near the elbows. Also, v'reichetzis b'nei adam. Now this really sounds horrible, that she goes into a public bathhouse, and she washes together with men. So now, the first three, I can understand the hakpoda that a person has, that his wife is not acting in a tzniyastika fashion. But freitimarim b'nei adam, so kadaitach. In such a case, says Rashi, it's raglayim ledobash zoynehi. Can you imagine she's bathing in a public bathhouse with men? That avada, if she's willing to expose herself, that means that she's certainly being mizana. Vasurulai. And we know the halacha is that a woman that is mizana, berotzayin, is also even to Yisrael, by a kohen, even if it's ba'inis. However, by Yisrael, if it's baratin. So, this is not a midah ra, this is what a person has to do, if chas v'shalom, she's washing b'nei adam. So tomorrow, that's not what I meant. I meant, el b'makim sh'b'nei adam roichtzin. What means b'makim sh'b'nei adam roichtzin? Says Rashi, it's talking about that there were men hours and lady hours. So the men's hours, they already finished their time of rechitza. Now they're all getting dressed. They are picking up all of their clothing and getting dressed, ready to leave. She doesn't wait until all the men leave the dressing area, but she rushes in. She's from the Rashi, the third line. And they've already left the bathhouse where they were bathing. They've left that. And she's now in the clothing room, as they are putting on their clothing, she rushes in. So obviously this is not as dramatic as the case of Rechetzet B'nei Adam, because she is not exposing herself, she's fully dressed. But nevertheless, the fact that she walks into the dressing area of the men, this is a tremendous pritzus, and therefore that's the third meter that we're talking about, that a person goes and gives a divorce. Says the Gemara, Zum mitzvah minatar the garsha. This type of woman that acts in such a pritzustika fashion, there's a mitzvah to go and give her a get and send her away. Shenemar ki matzah be'erva stavar. He finds this dovash be'erva that she's acting in a non-tzniyistika fashion. V'shilcha mi beisoi, send her out. Period. V'shilcha mi beisoi. Period. So our Gemara is telling us, based on this Rameh of this Braisa, that this midah of a husband that's married to a woman that's acting bepritzus, it's not just a question of an attitude. Yes, is it similar to the person who has the zvov in his kois or in the zvov in his tamchoi? No, no, no. If she's acting in this fashion of princess, it's a mitzvah to go and give her a get. And then the pasuk continues on. Why does it say liish acher? She gets married to a person. What is ish acher? Torah is telling us is loyma she'ein zem ben zuga l'rishayin. This person is cut from a different cloth than the first husband. The first husband said, I can't stand this Rishanta, this lady who is acting in such an evil manner that she's violating Das Yehudis. You remember back in Mesechus Ksubis, we had Mishnayis that talked about Das Moishev Yehudis, and Das Yehudis is to not conduct yourself in a tzniyistika fashion. The fact that she goes not properly dressed and not properly covered, and she rushes into the men's dressing area before they have a chance to leave, all of these are grounds for mitzvah minatoy legarshim. So this is what the first husband did. But that second husband that married her, he's an ish acher. He heard probably what's the reason why they got divorced. Because she acted in such a bad manner. Why is he taking her? Oh, that's what the Torah is telling you, that he's an ish acher. If the second one has enough schusim that he realizes his mistake, what is he going to do? Shulcha. He's going to go and send her away. And therefore she will be now divorced twice. Shinemar, like it says in the Pasuk, if you have the Torah Ora Shalem, it's Oiz Beis, Usnehu Isha Achraim, that second husband that married her, he also develops a sinner towards her. The Kosovo Sefer Krisis, and he's also going to go and write a get and v'nosen biyad, v'shilcha mi peisoy. Oy, chiyomus isha achrayim. Maybe the second husband will not have enough schusim to go and give a get to her, but the marriage will terminate because he dies nebach. Chiyomus isha achrayim, eshelikoch aloy li isha. And then the pasuk continues on that she is not allowed to go back to her first husband, because of the din of machse grushose mishanisis. So getting back to our Gemara. So Gemara is now explaining this v'holcha v'hoisle ish acher. Number one, that second individual is an ish acher because he was machnis rishol l'toich beisai. But then what does it say in the pasuk about him? Usneo isha achroin, and then he gives her a get. So zokti Gemara zocha sheni, if he have enough schusim to open up his eyes about his terrible error, that he was machnes rishol l'toich beisoy, then sholcha, he's going to go and send her away. Shenemar usneo isha achrayin. He is also going to develop an enmity towards her, and he's going to go and give her a get. V'imlav, if however he does not have enough schusim, meaning that he doesn't open his eyes to his folly in taking this isha risha, then unfortunately kovrasai, she's going to have to go and bury him. Shenemar ochiyomas isha achrayin. Kedai hu b'misa. He unfortunately is ro'ui for death. Why? He should have asked and he should have opened his eyes. She said, hoitzi rishon mi beisai. The reason why the first one sent her away is not because she was not a good cook, hikdicha tafshilai, or because the first one found another woman that was more attractive. The reason why the first one sent her away was because of ervas davar. If that's the reason, then the second husband should never have taken her. That's why he's called an ish acher. And therefore, chas v'sholem, if he doesn't have enough schusim to realize his wrong deeds and give her a get, then unfortunately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take him away. Why? Kedai hu b'misa shezeh hoitzi rishon mi beisai v'zeichnes rishon l'toich beisai. And now, finally, the Gemara quotes a pasuk. The pasuk is, it's brought here down below in the Torah Ora Sholem, pasuk from Malachi. Kisone shalach omer Hashem l'kei Yisrael. What is kisone shalach? So the Gemara gives two interpretations. Kisone shalach, im rihuda oimer, im sonesa shalach. If she no longer finds favor in your eyes, and you decide you like another woman better, then shalach, you can go and send her away. Rashi says that this is like Reb Akiva, that Reb Akiva says you're not happy with her for whatever reason. You just find another woman that's more attractive. You don't like this woman. No problem, shalach. That's how Rashi learned. Other Mefarshim say that Reb Yehuda is learning, by the way, they changed it not to Reb Yehuda, but Rav Yehuda, because Reb Yehuda, of course, is a Tana, Rav Yehuda is an Amoira, and his bar plukt is Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan, of course, is an Amoira. That's why many of the Mefarshim say that it's a mistake, it should be Rav Yehuda. But bottom line is, Imsone, Rashi says it like Reb Akiva. However, other Rishonim say that Rav Yehuda is learning like Beis Hill. Imsonesa, if you hated her, not because of Dvar Erva, like Beis Shammai, and not because you found someone more attractive, like Reb Akiva, but simply because she's not a good cook. She is Hikticha Tavshilai, or for whatever reason that she doesn't do a good job in cleaning the shirts or doing the laundry. In other words, there are grounds. They're not grounds of Erva grounds, but there's a Dover ground. You know, he's not happy. Imsonesa Shalach. Okay, the Torah permits you to go and send her away. That's Kisani Shalach. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, no, Sonui HaMishalech. Someone that sends away a wife just because he's not happy with Hidicha Tavshiloi, or like Rabbi Kiva learns, like Rashi learns, it goes according to Rabbi Kiva, because of the fact that he found another woman that was more attractive. Sonui Mishalech, then the Mishalech is Sonui, he is hated. Why did you go and send this poor woman away on her own? You know how difficult it will be for her to go and find another shidduch. How many grushes we have out there in the marketplace that would love to get married in 5 minutes? Tav lemesiv tan duma lemesiv arva. Look how many singles, unfortunately, haven't gotten married. Alachas kama kama the grushes who never were married and now they can't find another shidduch. It's terrible. Soni amishalech. So you marvel like pligi. Lemesiv is no machlek between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan. They're both agreeing. Doesn't sound to me like they're agreeing. It really depends if you're talking about the first Zivik or the second Zivik. If you look at the last Rashi, Zivik Rishon, Zug Rishon, Eishes Ne'urim, Ubo Mishto Ikra, that's what the Pasuk is talking about, and Eishes Ne'urim, Kirechsiv Basrei, if you continue on in the next Pasuk, after the Pasuk we just read in Malachi, the next Pasuk talks about Eishes Nurecha, Uksiv Nishmartem Baruchachem, Ubeishes Nurecha Al Yivgoid. When you have your first zivig, the first marriage for the woman, don't go and be bogey, don't be like a traitor to her, and keep her, and don't just send her away because you find someone who's more attractive. That's Bezivig Rishon. However, Bezivig, in that case, that's what Rabbi Yochanan was saying, Sonui HaMishaleach. The one that sends away a Zivig Rishon, then that person is considered to be Sonoi. What he did was wrong, and he doesn't deserve a lot of pity. He's a bad guy. And Rabbi Yehuda would agree with that. Where did Rabbi Yehuda say him? Sonei Shlach? We're talking about a Zivig Sheini. Zivig Sheini is already a different story. There, if he's not happy with her, he can go and send her away. He's not considered to be Sonoi. The Yom Reb Loza, like Reb Loza said, Kalmagarish Ishta Rishoina. It's a Zivig.
We're going to leave
the last three lines. The Omer Blazer, Blazer says, "Kol Megarish Ishter Rishayin, whoever gives a get to his first wife, after the Mizbeach might love the Mois, even the Mizbeach unfortunately cries Nebuch for this couple where the husband gave a get to his first wife. Why did he do that? And that's the Sonei HaMishaleach that Rabbi Yochanan is referring to, and that's why Zivig Rishayin is very, very special, and the Mizbeach might love the Mois." And then the Gemara brings another Pasuk, Shenemar, and that we're going to leave for the Mesaimim whenever they want to go and make a seal. I want to thank all of you for learning with us Mesechtas Gittin, onwards and forwards, Mi'atshim tomorrow, to Mesechtas Kiddushin, V'yotze V'hoyse L'yashachar, we're going to go on to the Havaya, V'isha Niknis, B'sholich Drochim, V'kesef, B'shtar, U'v'viyav. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Zeit Gebench, Zeit Gebench.